Did you ever visit the circus in your childhood, forcing our parents to take us to the circus in order to watch the amazing acrobats perform their stunts was always great fun. But what if the clowns that made us laugh in the circus became our life's worst nightmare? Today's story is based on the true story of the popular Hollywood film, It. The year was 1980. In America, many small kids had disappeared within a span of a few weeks. Their parents were completely clueless about where to look for their lost kids. While the news of disappearing kids was still fresh, another incident took place in Boston where Peter's 7-year-old younger brother, Jerry, disappeared suddenly. Just a while back, Jerry was in Peter's room, fighting with him over a pen when Peter scolded him and sent him out. It was raining heavily outside. Jerry was fuming with anger as he wore his yellow raincoat and took his cycle for a ride. Due to the heavy rain, the road was completely deserted. While Jerry was cycling, he saw a red balloon lying on the road. Jerry, in all his innocence, got off his bicycle to take the balloon. But as he approached the balloon, it kept floating away from him. Soon, the balloon came near a tunnel and floated into it. Disappointed, Jerry turned and started walking towards his cycle when he heard someone call his name.
Jerry! Jerry, Jerry!
He turned back to find a clown in the tunnel who was offering him the balloon with a smile. Jerry sat down by the tunnel and started talking to him. Suddenly, the clown smiled viciously and sucked Jerry inside the tunnel within a blink of an eye. Back home, Peter got worried when Jerry didn't return for a long time. He took his cycle and went out in search of his brother in the heavy rain. At some distance, he came across Jerry's cycle. Peter was seriously concerned and started looking for Jerry everywhere. Suddenly, Peter spotted the tunnel where he found a part of Jerry's yellow raincoat. Peter peeped into the tunnel, but couldn't see or find anything. He was now sure that Jerry was in some big trouble. He rushed to his friends to call for help. Peter called to Holly and Sam. Both of them were amused to see him at this hour of the night. Peter couldn't resist, and he burst into tears when he told them everything that happened with Jerry. Three of them decided to leave immediately in the direction of the main city to look for Jerry. Peter took them to that same tunnel, but this time, he found a few more people at that location. A lady was there with her husband, and she was weeping on his shoulder. They got to know that even the couple's kid had disappeared suddenly that night. By the end of the night, many missing kids' news was running on TV. Next morning, Peter, Holly, and Sam again went out in search for Jerry without telling anyone. A path in the jungle led directly to the tunnel. The three of them took to the path to enter the tunnel and found it to be completely dark with a weird smell coming from it. When Sam moved forward, he heard a crackling sound. He looked down and screamed out of fear. There were bones scattered and blood was flowing along with the water of the drain around the bones. In the same flowing water, they found one of Sam's shoes floating by, and Peter was sure that his brother was trapped in the tunnel somewhere. They somehow gathered the courage to move forward. As they were going forward, they heard a loud laughter of a clown, and the torch that they were carrying switched off. Sam took out a candle from his bag and lit it up. As soon as the candle was lit, they saw a very scary clown right in front of them who blew off the candle. All the three friends screamed and ran straight out of the tunnel. They didn't understand what had just happened with them and who was that clown. All they knew was that something was wrong in the tunnel. They decided to go back in the tunnel tomorrow to investigate it with full preparation.
If you like my episode, please my follow podcast channel and want know the update of the episode, please follow me on Instagram prathamesh rana06.